We're going to see it. Our friend Scott Pearson that's over at Bridgeway, he tells this story. It's so awesome. He woke up one morning on a Sunday, woke up this Sunday morning, and God says, you're going to see, and a lot of you guys have heard this, you're going to see something extraordinary today. And he's like, oh boy, this is going to be awesome. So he goes to church, nothing happened. And he did some stuff at lunch, nothing happened. And then he went to Park Meadows, this is here in Colorado, he went to Park Meadows Mall. And he said, I'm just going to start praying for everybody in wheelchairs because God said something amazing is going to happen today. So he went to Park Meadows Mall, and I think five or six people in wheelchairs, and I think three of them said that he could pray for them. Nothing happened. And he's like, I'm not sure, Lord, what's happening, but I know that I heard your voice. I know that I heard your voice, and that hearing his voice started to create that faith as small as a mustard seed inside of him. And so in faith, he sat down on a bench and fell asleep. He fell asleep. Like, this is, it just, it's so weird. It's like you can't make this up. He wakes up, and this guy's tapping him, and there's a priest standing there right above him. And the priest is like, I'm sorry to bother you, but there's this guy here. I think he's from Argentina. He's from South America, but he's from Argentina. And his daughter fell when she was 2 or 3 years old and mangled one of her legs. And she's disabled and she hasn't been able to walk. But God told him that if he came to America, he was going to heal this little girl. And so Scott's like, okay, no, I guess I'm going to pray for her. This is good. And he says, but last night this man had a dream. And in the dream, he saw you sitting on this bench wearing those clothes. What does that do to your faith? You heard God say, I'm going to do something amazing today. And then you have someone there saying, they came from South America to come meet you because you'd be sitting on this bench and you're wearing these clothes and they had a dream about it. The faith starts to well up inside. It's not something that's self-generated. It's something that God creates because it's something that he's doing in that moment. And it's beautiful. And so they had been there since 10 in the morning. It was like 4 in the afternoon. So they had been there, the priest and the guy had been there for like 6 hours just looking for this guy sitting on the bench. And there he was. And so Scott prayed for the girl. And he asked her after he prayed to have her stand up on her good leg, her better leg, so that she's not in pain from it. And she stood up and the dad began to cry. And he was like, oh no, is she in pain? And the priest said, no, that's her bad leg. And she started to run around Park Meadows Mall. Completely healed, running around Park Meadows Mall. And the three of them, the priest and Scott and this guy from the dad from South America, they fell on their knees and they worshiped and they praised God together. But that's what happens when we're hearing God's voice and he's rising up that faith inside of us. And we do this together. Well, it wasn't just him. It was those other guys there with him that day. That dad had to come all the way from South America to see it happen. That dad had to go to that priest, like the persistent widow, and say, we got to go to Park Meadows. And I'm sure that priest was like, I really don't want to go to Park Meadows. But they went anyways, and they stepped out in faith, each one of them, in their own way. And God met them in that place. And the kingdom came to the life of that little girl. The kingdom came to the lives of all three of the adults that were there. And it's a glorious, glorious thing. And this is what God wants for us in this.